BrandonTypesHere.com podcast. Welcome to BrandonTypesHere.com podcast 005. We're here on Thursday, September the 13th, 2012. And as yesterday, everyone knows that the Apple iPhone 5 event took place, and we're going to discuss a little bit about how the new iPhone 5 looks. The iPhone 5, which is going to be called the iPhone 5, some people thought that it might be called the new iPhone, but it's actually going to be called the iPhone 5, which makes sense. It is going to have a 4-inch Retina display on the screen. It will have LTE, and it will support every band in the world. And it will also have its A6 chip, which is twice as fast as the iPhone 4S. And of course, everyone's heard about the new EarPods that Apple's came out with that is supposed to be a whole lot better than, those earbuds that came with the iPhone, you know, originally, like the ones that come with the 4S, the 3GS, and so on. And of course, two things that some people don't exactly like is the nano SIM, which is 23 or 30% thinner, and small, and then it's also smaller than a micro SIM. So people that are on like Straight Talk or Red Pocket Mobile, on some of those carriers, you can't exactly get a nano SIM from Straight Talk and put it in an iPhone 5. And right now they're saying that it's kind of hard to cut a micro SIM and make it into a nano SIM. So we don't know what they're going to do right now about that. And it's also got a new dock connector. Well, it's not a new dock, but you'll need new docks for it. But it's a smaller 8-pin or 9-pin connector. It's called Lightning. So they also have an adapter that you could plug into the bottom of the iPhone 5 and be able to put it in all your docks or any recharging stations, any of your apps. Which I don't really like the fact that Apple made the pin smaller and you have to put that big adapter on there, but I guess it's better than them not doing it at all. All the other features that the iPhone 5 is getting that I could see is all in iOS 6, which your iPhone 4S, if you actually own one, will have. Most of the features of the iPhone 5, except obviously the 4-inch screen, the sapphire crystal camera, and speed bumps that they've done for the iPhone 5. You're still going to get everything that on your iPhone 4S that iOS 6 had, like, you know, the iCloud syncing tabs, smarter Siri, the maps with turn-by-turn GPS, all that is still going to be in your iOS 6 on your iPhone 4S. So that's what we got from that. Now, they also introduced new iPods at the event. A new iPod Touch that adds a LED flash on it. Also comes in a variety of different colors. And even in they put the headphone spot on the bottom of the iPod Touch instead of the top, and even has a wrist strap that comes with it for taking your videos and photos. And I'm not sure if this is an iOS 6 feature or an iPhone 5 feature, but I'm thinking it's an iOS 6 feature. While you're recording, you can also take pictures. And the iPod Nano kind of looks like an iPod Mini from back in the day, with circled icons, and it can do radio, it has built-in Bluetooth, Nike Plus Fitness, music, and new videos, podcasts, and photos. I mean, it can't get on the internet or do Wi-Fi or any of that, but that's not really what it's for. And it has a big variety of pastel colors. And the shuffle has also been updated to match the colors of the iPod Nano and the iPod Touch. And of course, all these will have the earpods, the new earpods that are coming out, and the lightning connector that is on the bottom of the iPhone 5 will be on the iPod Nano as well, and the iPod Touch. And they're going to start at $149 for the iPod Nano. And the iPod Touch, I believe they had different prices for their iPhone. Not their iPhone, but their iPod Touch. They had different prices for that. Trying to look that up right now. Okay. The fifth generation iPod Touches are going to start at $300, and they're still going to sell their fourth generation iPod Touches for $199. So that's pretty interesting that you have to jump up to $300 to get all the new features. And they did not kill the iPod Classic. It is still in the store. Has a 160GB hard drive inside. For those who want to carry their music library with them everywhere they go, if they have a big music library. And that's pretty much all there is on the Apple side. We also have some news on people who own an iPhone 4S or an iPhone 4. As you know, the iOS 6 has got rid of the YouTube app, the built-in YouTube app, and Google has released a standalone YouTube app for you to download on the Apple Apple App Store. It's free to download, and as far as I can tell, it's exactly like the Google Android YouTube app, which makes it really nice, and you can watch videos on the screen without leaving the YouTube app, so you can still browse the comments and the different things like the related and all that while still watching the video. Which I think is a great feature. A lot of different things have been going on here with Apple. And there's also the rumor that an iPad mini is also going to come out soon in October. So we also hope that is going to happen. A lot of people are hoping that's going to happen because, Amazon Kindle HD has a great new Kindle that's coming out, 7 inches, and Nexus 7 is 7 inches, so a lot of people want a 7-inch tablet. So, it goes without saying, a 7-inch tablet market is somewhere Apple might want to go, but who knows. Well, this is all for us today on BrennanTopsHere.com podcast. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll be back later. This has been a production of BrennanTopsHere.com.